She heard shouting behind her as she spun around a portly butcher who stood gaping at her with a cleaver in his hand. His arms were red to the elbow. All that Cyria Forel had taught her went racing through her head. Swift as a deer, quiet as a shadow, fear cuts deeper than swords, quick as a snake, calm as still water, fear cuts deeper than swords, strong as a bear, fierce as a wolverine, fear cuts deeper than swords. The man who fears losing has already lost. Fear cuts deeper than swords. Fear cuts deeper than swords. Fear cuts deeper than swords. The grip of her wooden sword was slick with sweat, and Arya was breathing hard when she reached the turret stair. For an instant she froze. Up or down? Up would take her to the covered bridge that spanned the small court to the Tower of the Hand, but that would be the way they'd expect her to go, for certain. Never do what they expect, Cyrio once said. Arya went down, around and around, leaping over the narrow stone steps, two and three at a time. She emerged in a cavernous, vaulted cellar, surrounded by casks of ale, stacked 20 feet tall. The only light came through narrow, slanting windows high in the wall. The cellar was a dead end. There was no way out but the way she had come in. She dare not go back up those steps. But she couldn't stay here, either. She had to find her father and tell him what had happened. Her father would protect her.